Just to summarize what we were discussing last time, so we had the famous Bahag, the one that we passed in like, that if you miss at night, so you could still count during the day without a bracha. If you count during the day without a bracha, then you could continue counting the following evening with the bracha. So what's pshat in the Bahag? So the Mishnah Berura, we're saying, what's the pshat, whether it's the Bahag who said it, but so he's giving pshat whenever, unless he wants to claim it's a different shita, but he's giving pshat, what's the svarat for that shita? So Mishnah Berura seems to learn more like it's a svek sveka, that one suffix is, maybe you're only allowed to count at night, maybe you could also count during the day. Two sheets is whether Ksiras or Omer is good b'di'evid. And even if you say it's only good at night, but nevertheless, maybe each night's a separate mitzvah, which it's hard to say it in, maybe the two Bahags are different, because it's hard to say it in that.
I think the Mishnah was just saying Pshat and Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know, but it doesn't make, because the problem is, but that's what coming from the Bahag. Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Bahag. No, I agree. But you can't say it's a svek svek in the Bahag. I'm just saying, but he's saying, because the Bahag is saying, because, if anything, Bahag would say it's, according to many, it's one big mitzvah. But that's what he said. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik didn't like the Mishnah Berura's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. He said, no, it's a much, it's a din in Ritzifas, it's a din in Tzvira. In order to have a count, you need a Maisa Svira, it has to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And therefore, they had a bunch of Rayas. We had from the Gaonim that if you miss the first night, it's all over, but the other nights are okay. Why dafka the first night? Because it creates the bridge. According to Gaonim, which we do pass, like if you do forget a night, you should say, yesterday was day 7. And even though they would say you could continue counting without a bracha, he wouldn't. So, and also, the Chinuch writes, and even if you miss the day, but Klai Yisrael is counting Svarta Mochem, so therefore it's okay. Different rayas to the fact, and that's what we had, that's what we gave pshat in Rashi Shita, the Rashi Shul, that after, it's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a discussion, it says counting Mib'od Yom, whether Mib'od Yom means right after Ski or Mib'od Yom, but the minig in Rashi Shul was he counted without a bracha after Prague, and then he said, if you remember later on, you count with the bracha. So the truth is, the Rashba said, Manashach, if it's good during after Prague, Mincha, they count with the bracha. That's what the Rav said, no. The Rashi knows you can't be Yotzi after Prague, Mincha. He's saying to count without a bracha, not to be Yotzi the mitzvah, he's doing in order to keep the count going. And that's what we had, and we didn't give, that was the other examples, that's the famous Shiloh Katan Shehigdiel B'mei Svira. Anyone who's bar mitzvah, anyone who has a birthday between Pesach and Shavuos, so assuming a Katan has been counting up until now, and assuming, so can he continue counting with a bracha? So that's the whole, so that's what the Rav point, that's not the issue that the katan's getting the kiyum mitzvah, that we see that the mice of a katan's a good mice. It's the onus rachmana patre, like Rav Yosef Engel. It's not patre, it's patre min onshin, but not that you don't have the mice of mitzvah. Like the Rama writes, if a katan is machal Shabbos, when he becomes a gadol, tov lasos tshuva. Like, what do you mean, tov? Why tov? Because the mice of a katan counts, except he doesn't have, there's no onshin. But like the Gemara in Bava Kama, where a katan, let's say, burned some document. So it says also, like, he's not chayav midei shamayim, but he's, but something like midei shamayim, he should do tshuva. In other words, that's the Rambam also by Pesach Rishon, that the Rambam writes that a katan's pater, but if a katan was included in the chabura between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he doesn't have to bring a karban Pesach Sheni. So many rayas that the mice of a katan counts, it's just a pitur ojin. So that's why. Why is a katan count? It's okay in HaMitzvah. It's just to keep the Maisa Sphira going, so when he becomes a gadol, he could start doing the mitzvah. And similarly, like someone becomes an onain. There's a general machlokas Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of the third perek about whether an onain is patam and a mitzvah. What does it mean, pater? Pater, it's a rishus, or pater, it's us. So Rashi learns that if he's up to doing it, it's tiered at the mitzvah, he probably won't have the right kavanah, and therefore forget about it. But the Tosus goes to Yerushalmi, it's covered ames, it's not appropriate, you shouldn't be doing it, go away, go rush. So nafkamina, you know, according to Rashi, if you're up to it, if you can trend it, maybe same thing with the chassid, if you can transcend the situation, you could do it. So we pass him like Tosus, onin is usher to do mitzvahs. So the shaila is, let's say someone's going to have an onin for 36 hours. So that's what the no de bihuda. So other achronim write that he could count without a bracha. Aye, what do you mean? An onin is usher to do mitzvahs. How could, if you, a bracha is not likuva, I could count svi every night without a bracha and get the mitzvah. So what is not making a bracha have to do with anything? So that's what the Rav explained. The same you said, no. Onin's not getting a mitzvah. He's only counting, like that's the same, that's the discussion. An onin, let's say he wants the bread. So what should he do? What should he do? So the Piskei Tshuva writes he should wash his hands without a bracha. Like, what kind of halacha is that? So the Piskei Tshuva explains because there are two dinim. There's a mitzvah drabanan to wash your hands before you eat bread, and there's an isser drabanan to eat bread without washing your hands. So out the mitzvah drabanan, then it's us to do. They're exempt from. But an onin can't do an isser, so he has to wash his hands to avoid the isser. If any time you do something to avoid an isser, you don't make a bracha, like the Minchas Chinuch writes by Sukkah. Let's say you're an onin, and let's say it's Chol HaMoed, and let's say you want to eat something. Do I have to eat in the Sukkah or not? Do I eat Chutzlis Sukkah, do I eat in the Sukkah? So he gets into the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that maybe there's an isser of eating Chutzlis Sukkah. So he says an onin should eat in the sukkah without a bracha. Again, the same is also the mitzvah's pater, but to avoid the isser, yeah, that's why the famous the rush they talk about. We know there's the tila shodayim, is mayim rishonim. You wash your hands before a meal. Everyone agrees you make a bracha lahalacha. Mayim achronim, it's a machlokis when you make a bracha. We pass no bracha, assuming you do it at all. You don't make a bracha. And then there was what the Rush calls in Chul, and he calls Mayim Emsaim, the middle waters. Wait, what are the middle waters? The middle waters are when you're in between, like you're having fish and meat, so you wash your hands, you wash your mouth. So everyone agrees there's no bracha. Why? Because the Rush writes, because the only reason I'm washing my hands is to avoid the issue of having fish and meat together. So that's the general yisod. If I'm doing something, the only time I make a bracha is if I'm trying to fulfill a kiyum ha-mitzvah. If I'm doing an act that might look like a mitzvah, it's a pula, but there's no kiyum mitzvah, you never make the bracha. So that's the yisod here. At Onain, he's saying a bigger chiddush. They were saying to avoid an isser. No, the Yehuda is saying, even to enable me to continue doing the, I don't think anyone says it's us or not if you miss a day. You miss a day, you miss a day. But the Nodi Yehuda and the Rabbi taking it a step further, we even say an onin can, by a katan, there's no issue for him to count. But we even say an onin could go ahead, we even say he should do a ma'isa sfira, so in order that he should continue counting, with, even though there's no problem, because according to the way the Rav's saying, he's not doing a mitzvah. So therefore, he's just doing, it's not like he's not trying to avoid, he's doing a ma'isa sfira without a kiyum mitzvah, so that's probably not prohibited. When you're an onin to do a pua without getting the kiyum, so that's the yisod by an onin, that's the yisod by a katan, that you just keep the count going, and that's why it's a famous shaila they ask. Let's say another, you know, let's say you know you're gonna have a surgery scheduled for day 26 of the omer, and you're gonna be out for 36 hours. So of course, l'maisa you would count because it's Canada, but wherever you are, you'll probably get pushed off. So you won't have the surgery. You know, but in any, so reality you would count anybody, but in a case where you knew for sure, the Navi came down and told you, you're not going to be counting day 32. So should I bother count the first 32 days? So that depends on these two shotim in the Bahag. If you hold the Bahag, why does the Bahag say if you miss a full day, it's over? If you assume it's one big mitzvah, or you assume like the Rav, it's 49 separate mitzvahs, you need a ma'isa sfira, a sira. So if it's one big mitzvah, and know what's the point. If I know I'm going to miss day 49, so that's it. Doesn't make a difference if I count 48 days or I count one day. It's meaningless at best, and hopefully I don't get the bracha levatola for those days. But definitely you don't get the mitzvah. But therefore, according to the standard pshat in the Hag, then you wouldn't make a bracha. In fact, that's what they say over a strange maisa. I guess the Rabbi Breuer, who was like the Rabbi Breuer's, they say, I guess based on the story, he died in the middle of Svira and he died Friday night. What happened? They say that night, Friday, I guess, his last night, they said he put a challah in his jacket pocket and he didn't count Svira with a bracha. And he passed away that night. So what's the pshah? I guess he knew, whatever that means, he knew he was going to pass away that night, so he didn't want to get involved in the Shiloh with a bracha, knowing he's not going to finish. And I guess in terms of muksa, that there's the Gemara and Shah, that in order they can move the body, so he put chal inside. Assuming the story is even true, but we see he was concerned about making brachas. Even, you know, Pashas, I mean, you don't say l'mafreya bracha v'atol anyway. Pashas each, because let's say according to the Bahag, the simple reading of the Bahag, that it's one big mitzvah. So how do you make 49 separate brachas? So it's not a kasha. The bracha is going on the Maisa mitzvah, it's not going on the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Like they explain, like Rav Chaya, they explain by, let's say, by mezuzah. If I go to someone's home and I put up the mezuzah, it's clearly not my mitzvah, it's the people's home. Yet who makes the bracha? I make the bracha. So we see the bracha is set up on the Maisa mitzvah, and even though someone else is getting the key, and that's a discussion what bracha you make is for a kiva eger. If you move into a house which already has mezuzahs on them, you make a bracha that I'm living in a house. But that's a discussion. But that's the way Rav Chaim seems to learn that the bracha is on the mice. So that's what we assume according to the Bahag anyway. So it's difficult to
say. If someone's doing shofar for someone a few times, or Shoshana, say the
bracha. Yeah, but that's something else. That's how Shomei Kone or Yatzamotzi, that Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh. Right, but that's a big shot. You know what? That's why. But if he's doing it the second time for a woman, so then he can't make the bracha. This discussion, she makes the bracha, or depending, I guess if it then it's further, I guess it gets into the Svardi if they go with the Ben. Who is it? The Benish? Who? The Chida. They say shofar, the two ones. What are the two you were telling me?
Lulav.
It's lulav and shofar?
Just lulav.
Just lulav that they don't, or they do?
They do.
The chida says only lulav they do?
They
make a bracha. Even though normally the Sephardi sheet is they don't make brachas on mitzvah sasesha as man grama. But you're saying the chida just said lulav? I thought some say, and what Avadja Yosef says on all?
Nothing.
Yeah, all of them you don't make on any, yeah. That was the whole machlokas. That was the whole discussion. Can women daven musaf or not?
Right.
Because the machlokas no debi Yehuda Abaji Yosef, Svardi woman. Because what's the issue? Because it says a technical issue. Asher Kishon is a bit sivanu. Is that why they can't say it or no? It's nothing to do with that. It's the concept. Abaji Yosef. What does he say?
They can't even say
the Birchos Kriyas Shema. Oh, they can't even do Amar because right, because the chayiv in Shema, and the chayiv in Birkas Kriya Shema, yeah.
So, but also, not everybody. Agrees.
Yeah, I know. So that. So I'm saying to the standard Svardi woman, they don't daven musaf. I mean, they don't daven musaf. I'm saying someone who would daven. I don't mean not daven musaf because you don't daven musaf.
Depends who you are.
There is no standard. For Svardim, yeah.
That he argues with him even for Svardim.
He says that Svardi women should daven.
There's no iser to say Hashem's name, and they bring kafachayim. It says that if women know how to daven, they should have to daven like men. But Ben Sion also says that. So.
But also because tefillah rachamim, so tefillah could be. I know, but musaf is in rachamim, so that's the Torah.
There's a lot of svaros. Yeah. Ben Sion holds that even if a rabbi is right with all his premises, they're still allowed to say the brachos.
But why? Because it's no vitzivano.
Because there's no iser.
No, but is there, let's say, is there a normal iser for what woman sitting in a sukkah making a bracha?
Yeah.
But why is there an iser?
Because over there, I don't remember the differences.
But right, unless you say it's a technical bracha, it's mikseh kesheker, shikra, I'm saying, but then in terms, yeah. But so either way, so that's the discussion there. So the FR, That's the yisod to the many, all these questions. You have a surgery in the middle of a sfira, katan, you have onin, all these things come down to the yisod of the bahag about whether, you know, you do a ma'isa sfira without the kiyama mitzvah. Yeah, so we know there's a machokas rishonim, whether sfira is omer bizmana zez deraisa drabanan. We have the Rambam, mitzvah kol ish v'yisrael b'chol makom kol zman, and nashim. So we know the Rambam holds it daraisa, and Tosfos writes nearer the safach hashechi yochol. He says drabanan, and therefore you could even make a bracha in tzarak hamtid because of sveika drabanan lakua. Anyway, because of tamimis. So either way, since the machokas rishonim, we said it's a third sheet. The sheet is Rabbeinu Yerucham. He makes a chila counting days is daraisa, but counting weeks is Durabanan. And we said, Nafkamina, that's why Svarim say La'omer in between days and weeks, because the Choshesh Feshitas, that's why we do Bona Barach Moshchaim Amen. We show the Rishonim right. That's why we say Amen after Birchas Amazon, the third bracha, to show a difference between the third and fourth. And the Beis Halevi said, Gomais, if someone missed day four, they don't make a bracha. But when they get to day 7, 14, 21, 28, etc., they can make a bracha. And in fact, it seems to me the issue of the machokas is whether the mitzvah of svira is connected to the carbon omer or not. If it's svira is an independent mitzvah, it's daraisa. It's just coincidental that it's on the same pasuk. But if I say that it's connected to the carbon omer, so then it should only be drabanan because we don't have a carbon omer. That's the pashtus how everyone learns the machlokas. The problem is, the Rambam holds its daraisa, and we could bring a geographical proof in the Rambam. Not where he lived, but where did he quote the halachas of Sfiras Omer? In Tamidim and Musafim. He didn't quote it in Hilchas Tfilah, he didn't quote it in Hilchas Pesach. So we have a problem with the Rambam. How could the Rambam hold Sfiras daraisa and say it's connected to the carbon? We said, Bishkoma, you know, it's Lashitas, and if you hold it independent, if it's nothing to do with the carbon omer, yeah, but how could you say both? How could you say it's daraisa, and at the same time it's linked to the carbon? That's the famous Rav Chaim on Midivrei HaRambam. So what does Rav Chaim write? To that Gemara in Menachas, we had Samach Vav, the Gemara spoke about that the machokas abaye meimar, whether you money yome, money shvue, machokas in the Gemara, whether we count days and weeks like we do today, or you only count days because it's zeichu amikta. So we said the way Rav Rishonim learned that Gemara is everyone agrees it's a zeichu amiktosh. The machokas in the Gemara is how much of a zeichu do you need? Do you say mitzvah drabanan kein daraisa tikkun and therefore you do the same, or it's enough for yomi sage? And according to the way the Ran learned the Gemara to explain, he wanted to explain the Rambam, but whether it's the Rambam or not, he wants to know that's good for the machokas in the Gemara. The one who says days and weeks holds its daraisa, the one who counts just days holds its drabanan. So that's the way the Rishonim learn. So Rav Chaim is learning like those Rishonim. He quotes Rashi, but he's learning like those Rishonim who hold that everyone in that Gemara holds its drabanan. So he says, V'hasam deleka omer, he quotes Rashi, that since today we don't have the carbon omer, so therefore it's only a zeichel amikdash. So the shail is, the Rambam, if you're a brisker, it's a difficult Gemara. It goes against the Rambam. If you're not a brisker, it's a difficult Rambam. But it's a difficult Gemara. How could the Gemara go against the Rambam? The Rambam says it's daraisa, and the pshuto that Gemara in Menachas Samakvaz, it's a din daraisa, it's a din darabban in the Gemara. So he wants to explain as follows. There's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, machlokes in the Gemara is a major machlokes in the Gemara. Rishonim in general, the two different machlokesim. No one is a machlokes about kedushas haaretz, when they sanctified the land itself, trumas and maisas. So is that kedusha l'shaisa, kedusha asilavo? That's a whole discussion. Kedusha rishona and kedusha shniya, whether it was asilavo, and that's also machlokes and Rambam Ravid in opposite directions. But the one we're concerned about tonight is the machlokes regarding kedushas hamikdash. So the Rambam says, even though we don't have a building anymore, we don't have a bayis banai, but hashchina ina b'teila, you can't take the divine, you can knock down the building, but you can't take the divine presence out of the shchina, out of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he says, the Kedushas HaMikdash remains, and therefore there's an issue of shchut teichutz, all those things apply.
Also, even, I was just thinking that even if you're mekadesh something that isn't fit for the Beis HaMikdash, it's still hektish, but you're supposed to give the monetary value.
Yeah, it turns, yeah.
Over here, you can't give anymore.
Right, so then, and the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says, well, all the Ravid is, HaNichnas Ata, I don't know if he has to quote it, I don't know if he has it here or not. He says, but the Ravid says, HaNichnas Ata Ein Bo Kare. So the Ravid disagrees. You know, so Pasha is according to the Rambam. So the Ravid says there's no Kedushas HaMikdash today. So what's the Nafkamina, whether I say there's Kedushas HaMikdash or not? So what is, you know, see, could you walk on the Temple Mount or not?
Right.
Could you walk on the Makam? According to the Rambam, it's Asur. According to the Ravid, we'll see if it is the Ravid or not, but according to, in theory, the Ravid, it's, in fact, the Meiri, they found the Meiri, it says, against everyone else, he writes the Minig during different times where people used to, everyone else says the Minig was always not to, but the Meiri quotes them, there was a Minig during different times where people used to walk on the Temple. Now, we pass them like the Rambam anyway, we assume that this Kedusha. There's a whole discussion how far Rav Goren wasn't the first one. He made a whole big thing about you could go, but he's now Kiddush. What he's saying is true, but that's an old issue. But since we don't know exactly, you know, the concern is you might go too far, so therefore people don't. But technically speaking, there is certain levels you can go on. But either way, the Rambam holds there's a Kedushas HaMikdash, because Hashchina, and the Ravid holds no. So the Naf community, could you go upstairs? Or could you walk on top? And then people really say, you know, the Behuda points out, the Ravid doesn't hold there's no Kedusha. First of all, no one's going to say the Beis HaMikdash is like a regular place, even B'churbanah, but it's still the Makam HaBechira. There's something, but in terms of the, you know, maybe that's why, that's the Pshar of Chayim HaKohen and Megillah, that even, usually there's an usually they go together. When you're allowed to bring a karban, it's an Isser Brahma. That's why, there's, according to the Rambam, a Shrut Eichlitz is Asser. And according to the Ravid, in theory, you know, you should be able to bring a Brahma. But the Rav Chaim HaKohen writes, there is no Kedusha, but you can't bring a Brahma. So which one is it? So that's what they point out, there's still some level, there's not enough where you could bring the karban. Others point out that since the whole reason for bringing karbanas, there was to get rid of the avodah zara. Today we don't have the yitzara for avodah zara anymore. They have abamas or rasar, you know, all the time. And we always assume there are some shittas in Rishonim that you can do bamas and chutzgarets. We always assume you can never do bamas and chutzgarets. We only can do bamas in Eretz Yisrael. But either way, that's the machlokes Rambam Ravid. So really, if you look closely at the Ravid, and Od Yehuda points out, he doesn't say it's mutter to go up. He just says it's not chayiv kares. It's a similar, to me, it reminds me of a similar machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid regarding you, tumas kohanim, regarding, because the Rambam says each time you touch, you come in contact, unless you're holding on to the body, that's it. But once you go, and each time you touch, you're over another lav. And the Ravid says, no, we're all tamei meis, what's the difference anymore? So therefore, some people use the Ravid as a sniff to be makel. Well, and anyway, the Ravid says, we're all, but the Noyu says, no, the Ravid doesn't say that. Well, the Ravid says, you're not chayav makas. Like, he holds, like, according to the way the Noyu Behuda learns the Ravid, he also holds it to this of the Raisa. It's just that there's no additional makas. And similarly here, the Ravid also holds it to this of the Raisa to go. He's just saying, HaNichnas Ata, you know, that's what I think of Zolti in the Mishnah Yavit says a pshat. He quotes two different psukim, one in Parashas Bamidbar and somewhere else about one going into the Makam HaMikdash. One pasuk he quotes Shechayev Kares, and one says Yina. It could be a different One is when you have the Beit HaMikdash up, when you don't have the Beit. So they have there are chilukim at different levels of kedusha. So either way, so Rav Chaim writes as follows. Rav Chaim says that it's no kasha, because what happened? Imagine the scene in the Makam HaMikdash. Imagine when the Beit HaMikdash was up, and with some so he says, number one, anyway, let's say in the Makam HaMikdash, what did you do? You counted Sfira at night on the condition, the anticipation that you're going to bring the carbon the next morning. So he says, it's unimaginable. Let's say for whatever reason, let's say you couldn't bring the carbon. Something happened, some onus happened, you couldn't bring a carbon. Does that mean they didn't count Sfira that night? Are you telling me Sfira wouldn't have been there, right? So the Rav Chaim says, what did they do? They counted Sfira on with the intention of bringing the carbon the next day. That's the Raisa. He says, so too. He says, Bisman Hazeh. The Rambam Shita is that Kedushas HaMikdash is the Raisa. So in theory, I could bring carbonas today. There are a lot of technical reasons why I can't. Whether Tamei Meis, I don't know how to have a Mizbeach, I don't know the exact Makam, or I don't have the big thing. You could have a whole list of reasons why technically, but fundamentally, Rav Chaim learns that no, you really can't bring. So Rav Chaim learns, it's a machlokas hasugyas. Dakamar and Menachas, which they all learn in Zechu and Mikdash, that's only going according to the shitas that hold, there's no Kedushas HaMikdash in Shabbat Hazeh. But the Rambam is going with the other sugya elsewhere, many other places, that Kedushas HaMikdash is La'asid Lavo. And therefore, that's the pshat in the Rambam. In other words, we assume the pashas is that what? That the simple machlokas is on whether it's connected to carbon omer or not. If you hold it's connected to Rabbanan, Rav Chaim says, no, you can even hold it's connected, and nevertheless, it still could be deraisa. And perhaps that could be pshat also. It's a whole discussion anyway, Hini Muchan Uzuman, that's the whole No de Behuda, who's against, his big fight with the Hasidim in general, but I think they asked him, I think the shayat him was, is this okay if I say this nusach, or I forgot the exact, he said, you're asking me about the nusach, I hold it trusted to say completely, something like along those lines. That's the famous mice that they have, I think, with the Divrei Chaim, the Sanza, that, what happened, I think the Divrei Chaim, they say, discussion whether the story is true or not, but I don't care, I like the story anyway. The Divrei Chaim, I guess he met one, he was the Enochol, the son and the grandson of the Noda Behuda, whoever the time period was, and they were reprinting the Noda Behuda. So the Noda Behuda's son and grandson went to the Divrei, he said, you know what, then my grandfather, there were a lot of fights, today we get along. So I know my father had some rough words, when he wrote, Yisharim Darchei Hashem, and then instead of saying, it says, Uposhim Yikashulubam, he said, Uchasidim Yikashulubam. Sadichu Yechubam, Chasidim Poshim Bam. So he said, maybe now I'll move it back to the Poshim. So he says, Chas v'sholom, your grandfather did a great thing. He took Poshim and turned them into Chasidim. You want to take Chasidim and turn them into Poshim? So it's supposed to be the original text is still there. The other mice that I always is saying with the Rav Heidemann learned in Baltimore. So he learned he learned in Lakewood. He's in Baltimore. He learned with Rauer and Cutler. So they say one year, the Satmar Rebbe was in town and not in Lakewood, but he had a tish somewhere. So the Rav Heidemann went. And he comes back after the tish. Rav Aaron's learning in the Bay. He says, where you been? He said, I was at the... I went to the Satmar Rebbe's tish. Oh, he said, okay, so tell me about it. So he tells him whatever, and he says, they were giving out, the fish, I guess the Hasidim, the Rebbe takes, and when he passed it to the Rav Heidemann, he just had, He didn't want to take. He just sent the plate. He just passed it on. And the Satmar Rebbe was looking. He said, "You'll never be a chassid," he told him. So Rav Avraham said, "You should be happy. You got a bracha from a tzaddik." So either way, so I had to level the playing field. So either way, so that's it. So the Hidden Muchon Ozum and the Nodi Yehuda was against. So
it's,
I know, yeah, no, so I'm just saying it. So interest, what?
We don't do it.
Yeah, okay, they don't. In general or just by Sfira?
In general.
Yeah. Oh, you don't do Hidden Muchon in the morning like by Lahavtir Echa Kamocha?
No.
Okay, I think I vaguely remember. Okay, I think I just, I'm only saying it because I used to, I don't know, Rabbi Yitkin, hello, I just used to be in the back right next to me, and I always remember him saying about, we'll have to rake up, or maybe yeah, something like that, maybe it wasn't the full, he just said that thing, I just remember him saying that every day. So, so interesting, they say over, interesting, the Nodib Yehud is your site, is Lamed Beis Ba'omer, which was just the... So they say in Bells, the minig of Bells is that night they don't say Hinei Muchon Ozuman. L'kavod the Nodib B'Yehuda, so they don't. So that night they don't say Hinei Muchon Ozuman. So either way, so the Shaila they ask is like, but what do you mean Hinei Muchon Ozuman Kaim Mitzaseh? We paskin spheres Rabbanan. So what are you talking about? Baal Tosef, the Rambam writes, if you tell him, even he talks about it twice, it's about Tosef if you put five minim on, but it's about Tosef if Basin says chicken and meat is deraisa, that's Baal Tosef. So how can we say, he didn't move him, there's some people, sometimes that's what people say, don't say, others say, no, you could just add on, you know, mitzvah drabah. I think Rav Yashav discusses it, he says you add on mitzvah drabanan. People give, some say it's no raya. Mitzvah doesn't imply, you know, it's drabanan. But you could, and then they ask also. So if you they point out this, they're saying he the book on kind of mitzvahs asay, implying it's deraisa, and then at the end we say harachmanu yaksu lanu avoda space that makes us from coma, which is drabanan. So which one is it? Deraisa drabanan. So I wanted to base on Rav Chaim if it fits in very well. Sfiras Omer is deraisa like the Rambam, and Harachmanu Yachazir. You know, it's connected to the Kabbalah. We want the day that it, you know, comes back in. But either that's the difficulty with the Hinei the Muchon Ozuman. So that's the issue over here. Deraisa drabbana, and we have the Rav Chaim by Sfiras Omer deraisa, and that's the whole issue by the Nodib Yehuda with the whole Hinei the Muchon Ozuman. And how that fits in, and besides the Chassidish, besides his taina of just make a bracha, that's what we have a Birchas HaMitzvah for. There are a lot of other issues with the Hinei Muchon Ozuman. I guess no air.